Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, we are always a world at war. It's the barbarian, the Germanic warlord, Von Wehhunt, at your service to the nation and the people. As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, the Force is very strong with this one. We're glad you're here tonight. I'm in the radio studio in my mountain stronghold. To some, it's a bridge too far. To me, it's my fortified compound as I start the show.
Sie können beginnen.
Darf ich mir zunächst einmal erlauben, und ich glaube, ich spreche im Namen aller Anwesenden, und die Freunde darüber zum Ausdruck zu bringen, dass Sie, Herr Feldmarschall von Rundstedt, wieder zum Oberbefehlshaber der Weststreitkräfte ernannt worden sind.
Sparen Sie Ihre Reden für die Siegesfeier und kommen wir gleich zur Sache. Luftwaffenstärke?
Luftwaffenstärke, Feldmarschall.
Kurz, bitte.
The sound of our ancestors. The Germanic language of Europe. Strong and brutal when it needs to be. Well, the French philosopher Voltaire, who many of you know, and some you don't, you may not know, he once said this: it is very dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. How about that, Trudeau in Canada? And morality, though it's tossed around as a word today, is really doing what is right, regardless of what you're told. Obedience to tyranny is doing what you are told, regardless of what is right. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, DC. Well, after a few drinks and a few smokes and red meat steaks, it's our guilty pleasure of the week. The Von Wehhunt Show tonight, always speaking truth to power. We will talk about the crazy world of Weimar America, political intrigue, and who in the world is going to get whacked next or ambushed. We will pull the veil off and move the curtain for all to see. We will show you time and time again that the world is nothing but just one big mafia family, waiting to make it big, or settle an old score, or to expand their empire. Because the motto of the show is, the more things change, the more things stay the same. Think about it. And if you don't listen to the show, we will send some Goombas to knock on your door. Well, good evening to the underground in America. This is Colonel Hogan, your senior POW officer, with the news of the day. And by God, we will tell it whether they like it or not. A man told me this week that, a really good quote, he says, I like you, Von Wehhunt. You are many things to many people. And you have an edge. One of the nicest things anyone has ever said about me. Truth be told. Well, the Bible is the good book, as they say. And in Job 2:8, he said this, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." Well, tonight, on my Gab page for the Von Weekend Show, we can't really confirm it, but you can check it out at gab.com. There was two explosions in the Ukraine, allegedly. It could be anywhere else in the world, but the voices in the car, in this guy's dash cam, do sound a little Russian or Ukrainian or somebody maybe in mighty Russia. But there does appear to be two. I mean, it's unbelievable. We're not sure. This is not speculation, so we're not really sure. We're just telling you about this video on my Gab page where it looks like two tactical nukes went off somewhere over there or somewhere in the world. The voices do sound rusky or similar. There are confirmed reports in the Ukraine that there is some mortar fire across the border. The territory of the Donetsk airport is under fire. They are using 152-millimeter artillery shells in the systems, it's been reported. Now, smoke is now being seen coming from the Russian embassy in Kiev, Ukraine. They appear to be burning documents, not from an attack. Now, this is standard diplomatic practice when a nation is about to go to war. They burn all the sensitive documents, computer disks, and physically destroy all communications and all hard drives so they can never be put back together. They are burned, incinerated. It's not even the best forensic scientists can put the computer gear together because it cannot fall into the hands of the country where they may or may not be going to war against. Now, this is not good. This is not a good sign. This is the signal, at least in my view, as to what may be actually coming. We were hoping that Putin would take it off ramp, and so far he has. He has de-escalated in some parts of the Ukrainian border, and in others he has brought in some more troops. I personally believe Putin is doing 5D chess on the world stage, while Joe Biden is barely working his way through Chinese checkers, as he is the bought and paid for installed president. Just know that war is always imminent. War is always around the corner. I tell all my friends and family that live each day like it's your last. We never know when a Chinese or a Russian hypersonic missile would come over here, or if there were, God forbid, a false flag or terrorist attack. Always live your life the best you can, because living life well is always the best revenge. Think about that one. Well, the sheep spends its whole life fearing the wolf, only to be eaten by the shepherd. And once you understand that, the whole game changes. It's not always the wolf we have to worry about. It's the shepherd, which to me is symbolic of your government. You've reached the Von Weekend Show. We're so glad you're here tonight. This is our Wild West show tonight. Anything goes. Wild card line, our VIP line, 563-999-3437. New callers get in first in line. We're a national show and in 15 countries. We're glad you're here. It's the Anvil of Krom. Now we just heard in the chat room from Lincoln that that video that's been all over the internet today, which I said before, it cannot be vetted, but allegedly it's from a video game called Far Cry 5. But it's being touted all over as tactical nukes going off in the Ukraine. I told people earlier that's not accurate in the sense of if there were any nukes that went off in Europe or the Ukraine, can you imagine the media firestorm? People said, well, they have a news blackout during war. I go, yeah, but not that kind of a news blackout. That would be so viral. That would go around the world a million times. So looks like it's more than likely from a video game, which was my earlier suspicion. And a lot of people sent me different versions of it. That's pretty amazing. Well, moving on, here's a snapshot of modern day America. We have Hillary Clinton still roaming free and walking around like nothing ever happened, trying to frame a U.S. president for Russian collusion, quote unquote, right? Meanwhile, we have FBI tactical teams breaking down the doors of American moms in Colorado lately and elsewhere for daring to question the election results of 2020. This is America in 2022. It's amazing what's happened. Nothing has been really settled in many areas. But as the peasants rise up against their tyrannical leaders worldwide, the blood-sucking globalists, they panic and they beat the war drums every time in order to wrest control of the public back in the name of safety and patriotism. The people are only a pyramid of skulls to them as the elites break every law in the books for greater power, greed, lust, and control over our very lives. And when it comes to ex-President Trump, yes, Hillary spied on him, the President of the United States. And when they didn't find anything on Trump, they made it up and they tried to frame a sitting president. That is the very definition of treason. But I keep telling people who have these Q fantasies of her being basically arrested, will never happen. Hillary has too many allies. She's far too smart for that. There's no will in the country to do anything about the Clintons or Hillary Clinton for that matter. So don't hold your breath. Nothing will happen to Hillary Clinton. Karma is out there, and that's about it for right now. Now, the conservatives say that the Republicans technically control the Senate. But I say this. You can look no further than these bitches, McConnell, Graham, Romney, Collins, Murkowski, Toomey and others. These are rhinos, weak rhinos at best. They'll shank the nation in the back faster than Brutus did Caesar. We had a globo-homo agenda in both parties who hate you, America. I've always told you, there's two parties in America. There's the party in Washington, D.C., and there's all the rest of us in the second party. Now, controlled opposition is real. Never forget that they will spare no dime, no expense to set you up merely to keep their illegally stolen power in many cases. And going forward, you got to use your common sense. Like I told people, once the announcers on TV announced that Trump had lost the presidential election, once that was established in our media matrix in America, America with a K, right? I said, going to D.C. is futile. You will accomplish nothing, and you're being set up. Well, I can easily see why people were mad, angry, distraught. They wanted vengeance. They knew the election was stolen from them, or they felt it, and they wanted to do something about it. The problem is they were protesting on enemy territory. It was no longer Trump land. The last 2 weeks of his presidency, lame duck session. And the people went in good faith. Many were well-meaning, good patriots, good people from all walks of life. I don't fault them at all. They're getting a real education right now in America about how the game's been played against them, about how the game continues to screw them over, how the nation and the Democrats stab them and shank them in the back. So they're learning the hard way, unfortunately, for them. We have good patriots that are in jail, can't get out. Now, these people were arrested. Very few have had charges filed. Some haven't. Bottom line is, they were set up, a lot of them. They were ushered in, walked into the Capitol, and that is where we're at right now in America. So this has to play itself out. In the meantime, unfortunately, they've lost everything. They've lost their livelihoods, their reputation, their homes. Many have lost fiancés or spouses, children, jobs, money, position, power, whatever you want to call it. They're going to come out of jail as a felon, and no one is going to hire them. And that's exactly what the Democrats want. The militant Democrats want to destroy your life, destroy it from the inside out. They have that much venom against you. Now, getting back to Ukraine for a moment in Europe. We all know that Biden wanted a war with Ukraine in the European theater. The theater of war, as they say, in London. But what Putin did, in my view, was he screwed up Biden's war plan. In a time of war, everything is fair. I think Putin went in knowing that Biden was going to issue a false flag against Russia. He beat him to the punch, and he rushed up to the Ukrainian border, knowing it would steal Biden's thunder. So they kept saying that Putin was a madman, a monster, a deplorable. And he goes, I'll show you what a deplorable is. Watch me now. He moved up his army, his tanks, still there, effing with the West, effing with NATO and the allies, daring them to make a move. All the cards Putin holds. I don't see any cards that Biden holds. So Biden's having to play Putin's game. And that's why you see Biden on the defensive, pissed off in front of the media. Because Putin is the puppet master here, and only he knows when he's going to back off. So it is what it is. But I think a lot of it is that Putin preempted, very possibly, a bigger war than Biden was planning over in Europe. We all know the Democrats need a war. They've been talking about a war since Obama and Hillary and Syria. They've wanted a big Middle East war or a big European war to take the American people, to distract them, to take your eye off the ball. We have a government right now that cares far more about the Ukrainian border than the border with Mexico. Why is the Ukrainian border so important? But our border with Mexico is wide open. They're pouring in third world immigrants to deplete you, to genocide you, to water you down, however you want to put it, however you want to color it, pun intended. That is what's going on. It's a big distraction. It's all about Ukraine. It's not about America. We want America first, not Ukraine first. not Mexico first, not Bolivia first, not Israel first, and definitely not China first. Well, I always say this. Think about it. The truth is covered in camouflage and a web of lies, and the victors of war always write the history. Now, you can ask the British Redcoats of 1776 how their colonial cancel culture worked out for them. Hint, they did not fare so well on the battlefield. In real history, the Patriots decimated them. We slaughtered them on the battlefield. In mass, America was their mass grave. It was a brutal war of attrition. Now, the Redcoats came back in 1812, tried it again. Again, they got their asses kicked. So the Redcoats tried in vain to invoke their 1776 version of the King's cancel culture on brash young America, and as the British say, the colonies, right? Well, the world did not know us too well back then, and they still don't. You play with fire and you get burned badly. And they're still learning. This is what's going on. We have cancel culture in our media, in our universities, our schools. This is brewing out there. Well, flash forward to 2022, Trudeau in Canada. We have Rothschild banks that want to keep their globalist stranglehold on Canada. And it shows in their puppet, weak bitch leader Trudeau. Now, there is word that they have frozen many accounts up in Canada and even shut down some ATM machines. There are reporters, I hear in Utah and elsewhere, that had information to some of the GoFundMe accounts where they are allegedly at least harassing people that gave donations to the trucker convoy. That is being played out as well. You know, the trucker protests originally started as a patriot protest against the Canadian government manufactured COVID mandates and the corrupt globalist snake Trudeau. And it continues today in the streets, rightfully so. But if you look at it, Trudeau has essentially declared war on the truck convoy. February 14th, 2022, he invoked emergency powers, the Canada's version of the St. Valentine's Day massacre. Unbelievable. Now, this has never before been done. Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act. Trudeau is a communist pig. He's put his own people in extreme misery and poverty, and many people feel that that situation needs to be corrected. So, once again, we see the ancient pattern that has played itself out over history. Trudeau is indirectly admitting that the country of Canada does not belong to Canadians. Biden is doing much the same in America, that the country of America does not belong to you, the American patriots. We have criminal globalists trying desperately to maintain control over Canada and America at the same time. Well, folks, we're so glad you're here tonight. Big show for you. We will get all the calls in, I assure you. You've reached the Von Wien Show, the infamous, the rogue, the legendary, the cult of personality continues.
During the moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand. We'll be right back.
Yes, the cult of personality. That's me, Von Nguyen, and the Von Nguyen Show, and our great callers, our great show. The cult radio classic. Well, America's got a lot of issues. So does the world. But I would say this, never go full tyrant, Trudeau. It appears that the globalist puppet is he's doubling down on tyranny and stupidity. And in the process, you alienate even more Canadian citizens. He's a student of Klaus Schwab over in Europe. Don't forget that. Well, let's get to a call. We're so glad you're here. Let's get to our tech wizard, the Irish pirate. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing just
are you
great.
There?
Honda. I'm here. I am doing what I do best, which is probably properly misbehaving. I think that's the best way I do it.
Yes. Excellente, sir.
I did send you an interesting little audio tidbit, because Canada's got a wonderful thing going on with their truckers, and I didn't realize they had a musical theme, if you will, something that calls them together. And the interesting part about that is that if you try to search for that on YouTube, good luck. You can't get the guy's name, and you can't get the title of the song. So I decided that you needed to get a copy of that post-haste.
Yes.
Because
thank
it's
you.
Actually a pretty good song. It's a pretty good song. It's poorly recorded and needed to be fixed. So
cool.
We got all that done in one shot. And I recommend
appreciate
that.
Appreciate that.
It's called Freedom Road. It won't be anybody in America knows by name, but after you hear that, you'll at least be glad to give it to him. And bottom line,
love it.
It's a very happening tune. It's not like C.W. McCall's Convoy or anything. And it does make references directly to who it is that they're tired of and why, which is always a good thing. Line there is, like I said, I made sure that I figured I'm the only guy in these parts who can take care of that.
Yes.
So I did that for you. Anyway.
Yes, you can. I appreciate that, man. No, you've been on a roll lately. We need some, as you get time, I know you will. We'll look forward to your late winter fun facts, early spring fun facts to put on the show. So,
well,
it's all good.
And for me, that was a no-brainer in that that was the only thing I worked on today. I knew that if I got that right, I'd be so happy with it. I went out and like I said, I haven't heard any good quality recordings of that on anybody's media posts or anything. It's always overblown and that type of thing. So, and the same thing would be true if, here in America, we need to do something. And I can only imagine what would happen I remember what happened. What was his name? The one that said, we must take America back. That happened during the time.
Yes.
It was, really, really popular. And what they did to get him, they signed him up to a German label that turned around and said, this is too controversial for us to play. And so once he inked that deal, they locked him out of the country, if you will. His music couldn't be played in the country. And I was waiting for something like that to happen in Canada, but I guess that's not the way it is anymore. They have to shadow ban you anymore. They have, and that's how I can tell when somebody's actually over the target. You know, if I search right now for certain people's names, they will make sure that I can't get them. And that tells me that I need to get that material and get it on my hard drive and distribute it so that people can have it when somebody references it. And I'm not that much for video, and video takes a lot of storage, but there are people out there that are definitely taking whatever's out there on video clips and putting them on DVDs, which are now supposedly antiquated, except for example, on InfoWars, right now they're having a big, they're selling like hotcakes, any of the old DVDs. And he actually had to call people up that bought them, that left a phone number, and say, why are you suddenly buying DVDs? And they said, because these are off the grid. You know, there's nobody who can suddenly say this download is not available or anything like that. Once it's on a hard media, all you have to be able to do is play it. And hopefully, you know, many things are somewhat backwards compatible for at least for a while. And I like backwards compatible.
I've told folks for years.
I'm starting to really appreciate that. Keep going.
Yeah, and Iris, I've told folks for years to interject her for a brief moment that I've got a big DVD library right now. Everything from great movies, music, even World War II footage. Remember, folks, they shut down the internet. You're not going to be able to go to your laptop, smartphone, or computer to look at anything. It'll be shut down. So YouTube can be shut down. BitChute, you name it. So get your own gear, get your own stuff now. My best advice. Go ahead, Irish.
That and make it shareable. One of the things I think that will happen in the future is that people will have enough media together to create their own little bartering conglomerates and just put things up where
sure
a whole community would have access if they contact the right people. And that's what I see coming is that I remember how long I held on to my cassettes. I had probably about 1,000 cassettes. Back in the day, most of them music.
Cool.
Many of them I recorded off FM radio in places where it was
yes.
unique. And it was not unusual for me to just, if I knew I was going to be at home and I was listening to radio, it is not unusual for me to record it with the idea if they played anything that was really good, then I just take it off of my recording and keep it forever. And many of
I
my
did the same thing,
songs
Irish.
Came out of that.
I did the same
yeah,
thing. I used
to
tape the FM radio because I thought the sound sounded better and richer if you had a really good stereo system than buying sometimes the cassette or vinyl itself. But I did it all. I had cassette, vinyl, everything. My own mixtapes, you name it.
The one thing that I found that is really cool about the way they're doing it now, if it's out in digital, I can enhance it. I couldn't do that very well with a cassette.
True.
You know, I could pipe it through a third device and pump it up. When I was a kid, for example, I didn't have access to mixing boards or anything like that. So you did what you could with what you had. And in the modern day, at least, once something is laid down, even if it's on analog, if it's on a tape, I can digitize it and sweeten it. Now, I've done that. With, for example, the aforementioned song, We Must Take America Back. I do have that. And if you ever wanted to get a
yes.
hold of that, you know, we're talking about the absolutely you can't have it version because he turned around and did his own version later on, toned it down just a little bit just to be able to keep another label happy. But we want the original if we can get it. And there are a few other songs out there like that that really said something original. And they have to move really quickly now to take it off the air or find a way to make it like, oh, I didn't hear that. I didn't know that was popular. And, of course, you know, what's happening right now with a trucker convoy, just somebody's video report of what's actually happening there real time is all we really have to go on. You're not going to get anything from CBC. You're not going to get much from anything that's a one of the – 189 different wire services that are out there, which all of
yes.
them point to the
yes.
same URL. So it's the citizen journalists that are out there that I have the greatest respect for. And that's where I stumbled into, for example, the recording I sent you this afternoon. And I knew how you know, when I stumble upon one of those things, I got to turn it within 2 hours. It's like an emergency broadcast to me. And I even used that in the text.
Right.
I said, I got to get this to you. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but for me to sit on this is a huge mistake.
Yes.
People knew how much they could affect other people's lives by just sharing. If nothing more than, yes. I think one of the biggest things that's going to happen is if children get involved, people are going to get angry and do something. I think that's where most people would draw the line, that they don't seem to care what happens to them as long as they get a paycheck. But the moment they can't spend it on someone's precious, they go nuts. And so I guess
you
that's
do,
the
don't
reason
they?
Why I teach kids. Well, that's why I teach kids. Really? I like being in the room. A number of times, I won't mention anyone's name or anything, but I've definitely gone after when children are wearing masks, and I'm trying to figure out if the parents made them do it or if they just feel
right.
comfortable not creating waves. And if it's a second, then I create waves. I'll definitely do that.
Good.
Say, you do understand. You do understand that when you're wearing that mask, you're not protecting me. Yeah, you know, number one, I don't need it. But number two, I don't put my umbrella in the air to keep your face dry. It doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
You know, if I need to wear a mask, it's because I'm protecting myself. But if they lied to you and told you
it's the most stupid thing ever. It's all a big government, you know, hoax. COVID's real, but it's really just a intense version of the flu. It has hurt people. But don't forget, every year the flu used to kill people. The flu killed people. The common cold
right.
can kill people. A lot
and
of people are
previous,
infirmed and elderly and old, and they were, I hate to say it, but they get a bad case of the flu, i.e. or COVID, and it pushed them over the edge way before we ever even heard
right.
about COVID.
Well, for the previous
nothing new,
years,
folks. They just repackaged it. It's all marketing.
For the previous,
you know?
For the previous 20 years, the death rate was the same.
That's
and,
right.
And up until
that's
2022,
right.
with the shots, which are doing all the killing, the number of deaths were all the same. It had whether or not COVID-19 is real, which you and I differ on that. I don't believe COVID-19 is real because you can't buy a sample. If you could buy a sample, I'll believe it's real. That instant millisecond. I'm just waiting to change my mind if somebody could just.
I believe it's real because I believe it was manufactured to be worse. But again,
I believe it was manufactured.
You know, yeah, but at the same
yeah,
time, they discombobulated it. And what they did was they made it toxic in the sense that they screwed everything around it, the marketing, the propaganda, the stats, and they messed it up so much that they wanted nobody to be able to look at it objectively and figure it out. It was like the world's Rubik's Cube. Figure it out, they said. We concocted it. Here it is.
Let's tie these topics together. Now, going along with sharing with what has been done with this absolutely ridiculous non-scientific fraud, the really neat thing about that is Pfizer and Moderna right now, their CEOs have just absolutely disappeared. The company is trying to find a way to bail the boat because it's full of leaks. And one expert was
right.
interviewed today, and he actually said that Pfizer is going to go to single digits a share, and Moderna is going to go to zero. And I wondered why he said that, and then he actually explained it. He said, you do realize Pfizer will survive because they have other products, that they can always go back to where they got their money in the first place. But Moderna, no. They were a startup. They have one product, and it doesn't work. You know where it's going. And so I don't have a problem talking to people on the street saying, I can't wait. If I know anybody that's got stock in any of those types of companies, A, short it. B, tell the world it's going to bomb. If the whole world believes it's going to bomb, that's when it's going to get the Robin Hood treatment. They're going to go ahead and literally just take the thing off the market and try to reclaim a profit while they kill their own brothers in Big Pharma. They will do it as long as enough people talk about it. And I thought that's the most genius thing I've heard in 5 years. You can take a company that's hurting and just say, company's hurting, and tell it to everyone you know. And then pretty soon, nobody's going to buy their junk because it takes sheeple to buy bad stocks. Now, granted, I'm out of the market anyway because I'm absolutely assuming they're going to go to war because the market's tanking. Almost every time our government goes to war, not us, you know, we're supposed to be every man, woman, and child against something, and they never do that anymore. So when they do the war, it's strictly for Wall Street. Wall Street, last time I think there was an active participation was down 2/3. And that was reported by Gerald Celente, who actually brought back his old stuff and started just going over what he wrote. It's like, this is what happened last time. I'll just rehash it this time because we're going to war again. If the stock market continues to drop,
right,
then here we are. And so I'll just rehash what I gave you. I got paid for that. You can pay me again for the same stuff if you want. But I'd rather just tell you it's no fun to be right when you're predicting gloom and doom. The better thing in the world is to be able to show people that I want to help you. And so, for example, Gerald Celente started his own church. I believe it's called a peace, love, and justice movement, which he's referring to as a 501c3 church. I'm not even sure it's 501c3. Maybe I should take that back. But the idea is he wants to be directly opposed to exactly what is being shut down in our First Amendment rights, to make sure that people, even if they're worried about denominations, he's trying to just go populist and say, look, everybody needs peace. Everybody needs justice. And that's our religion in this church. And I'm going like, that's pretty cool. I can't badmouth that. I mean, I do have a faith component, and I do have, I've studied some Bibles to be able to make sure that I've got my own thing down. And I encourage the debates of those types of things. I mean, that's something I love to do, because when I meet an expert, I'm actually impressed. But as we've noticed, the people that are out there speaking for Big Pharma are less than zero when it comes to knowledgeable and competent. And as we've seen lately, even somebody speaking on behalf of like the State Department or the White House, they'll say the reason there's a medical report out, it's the fact that we gave the report that is the validation of my report. It's like, no, if we're testing the science, there needs to be a third party that validates what you're saying. So at least
science.
Down
love
you...
that.
So
Irish, I want to thank you for the call, my friend. What's your last simple truth to America?
The simple truth to America is just about everything at this point is absolutely arbitrary. If someone in charge doesn't have a committee, doesn't have a reporting structure that you could trust, don't trust it. Just assume they're lying for profit. That's been going on much longer than you've been born, America. And you don't have to believe any of this. Just because you hear it a million times a day, it's probably more likely to be a lie at this point. And I'm just saying, be aware that what really is going to help you is when somebody else is profiting on the same material that they're giving you. It should be shared, just like we were talking about earlier. Share with me, America. Share the truth with me. And let's win this together.
Yes,
rather than
I like
divided.
That. Share with the Irish pirate, America, and the world. Love that. Irish, well said, sir. Well said.
Heartfelt, and you can have it. It's that way for the millions of listeners who are going to pick this up on a podcast.
And they will. And they will, my friend. You have a great night, Irish. Thank you, sir.
All right. Freedom
Road,
baby.
Godspeed, my friend. We'll catch you later. Love that. Well, now it's time for a few promos to mix up the show a little bit.
What you've got to know about Vaughn Wehunt is that he's serious about his show. Vaughn's taking it seriously, and he's seriously back on the radio. It's his baby. It's his place. It's his fetus. So in all fairness, you could say, fetus, don't fail me now. The Vaughn Wehunt Show, Thursday nights, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, it's no great mystery that the Vaughn Wehunt Show is back on the air, going strong. Yes, it's true, and I've been on the side here as I've been busy trying to still locate the tapes and those 18 minutes somewhere of a tape recorder approved by Ralph Nader that didn't work properly. Has anybody seen Yule Gibbons around, or even the cleaning lady? Maybe you help me find or locate these missing tapes anywhere.
And now we have Nixon and Trump.
Well, I am astounded by this.
What are you talking about, sir?
this paperwork by Nikola Tesla. This is amazing when it comes to energy and the source of energy and how it can be utilized for the people, for the common good.
But you're planning to bring this out and publish it?
I'm planning to share it with the people. I think this would be one of the most amazing things if it would be brought out. You know what I need to do?
What is that?
I need to contact Donald Trump, that young fellow who's in New York who is the real estate mogul. I'm friends with his uncle, and I have talked about quite a few things with his uncle, and I think his uncle is a very sharp man.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, that's a fact. So get him on the phone, and I'm going to have a conversation with this young Donald Trump and share a few things with him that he needs to know.
All right, I'll dial the phone right now. That's not a problem. You said Donald Trump, correct?
That's right, Donald the man Trump. That's the character, the Donald himself.
Love that. Look, let's face facts, America. In the final political analysis, this is what was done to Americans on January the 6th. And now the Canadians and the patriots up there have also been designated as terrorists because they are white. The Americans were also designated as terrorists because they wore little red hats and said MAGA. They were conservative or in the Trump wing of the Republican Party. Likewise, they were white mainly from the suburbs. So this is bad optics for the media, bad optics for Congress, for D.C. I told you before that these governments are going to make an example out of you when they feel you have crossed the line. I'm very blunt on my show. We have talked about this before. Don't we deserve leaders who are proud to say that they represent us? Leaders who will step up to the plate, tell the media to F off for what's really going on? Well, while that's going on, you know, China's got that social credit score I've been thinking about. Now, they've been using that in America. Having your social media accounts suspended and kicked off Twitter and elsewhere because your post, God forbid, violated, quote, community standards. It's a taste of what a social credit system brings. Right now, it's just for social media. Pretty soon, it's going to be your money, your accounts, your access to amenities. It's all about more and more social control over your lives. Make no mistake about that. Well, let's get to the gunslinger in Texas. How are you doing, sir?
Watching this weather go up and down like a roller coaster.
I heard.
Yeah, it was like upper 70s yesterday, and I think it's like 31 out right now. Roller coaster up and down. Crazy. But, you know, here's a couple of good points here, especially that you made on Comrade Clinton. You know, I guarantee you that witch is so evil that she will try to run again in 2024. Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like,
absolutely.
It's just you can shoot her with kryptonite, or you can do all kinds of you know, like a vampire and all that stuff, and she just keeps on coming back. Okay. And it's just she doesn't give up. Okay. And you can see any pictures of her, you know, she looks like an evil witch. I mean, she is. That's got to be one of the most corrupt demons that political arena has ever seen. Okay.
Oh, she's possessed by demons, and I really mean that. I believe she is.
Yeah.
You can see it in her eyes once in a while. They look very demonic. Oh, yes. Absolutely. The most evil woman to ever be in American politics. She is America's dragon lady, America's evil witch, and she has stabbed this country in the back multiple times. Fact. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that's absolutely fact. I mean, and all these people that mysteriously have these weird accidents, you know, that's been hanging around the Clintons. I mean,
sure.
I mean, do you have that many friends that would drop dead that hangs around you? Probably not. And me either. Okay. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, they're not going to hold up a red flag and say, I did it. I did it. Okay. People like that are in that high realm of political corruption, evilness, they're not going to come out. They're going to hide things. They're not going to do the dirty deed, as the old saying goes. You ever heard of a hitman? You know, call
sure.
up, you know, Bill there, I call up one of his friends there and say, hey, you know, we got this little problem here. Would you take care of it? The usual fee, $250,000 in your Swiss bank account? Sure, no problem. And it's done. It's like the mob. And, well, basically, they are part of the mob. You know that.
Done every day. Done every day.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, not to say that these people are just downright, well, they have committed murder, I'm sure. Okay, we may not have no proof of it right now. And that's the reason that Comrade Clinton will probably never go to jail. Okay, she knows too much about everybody. She's like the madam of Washington, deceive us. Okay, I guarantee you she
yeah.
has crap on every person in Washington. Okay, as long as she's been in there. So if she goes down, okay, I guarantee you she'll probably start singing like a canary, or talking. Okay,
right.
Boy, you talk about heads would roll. Oh my God, Jesus! So they're too scared to touch her. It's my opinion, they're too scared to touch her because Trump had all kinds of evidence on her. You know that he did. Okay, so. Why didn't he go after her with full power? Okay.
Well, that's the $64,000 question, as they say.
Yeah.
Trump was in office. He had the power. And, you know, now he's out of power saying, if you only reelect me, I'll do this or this or this or this or that. You know, you might not never get that chance again, Mr. Trump, President Trump. Now, I've told him that on social media. I have written him on many platforms, said, when you were there in the thick of it, and we wish you well, we love Trump. I voted for Trump, for President Trump twice. Had no problem doing it. But no, I also know that no politician is perfect. You're never going to get a perfect president. I always tell people, in my book, Trump was far better than the competition, but... You know, many people will say that both candidates work for the same team. And it's the why nothing ever changes, right? So, but people in America, gunslinger, they have their own issues, their own ideas of why they voted for a Trump. For me, it was economy. It was to beat Hillary. Anybody that went up against Hillary Clinton, I was for, basically. Hillary was so bad, so evil, so demonic. I said, Trump, you're my man. Kick her ass. And he did. That was a big feather in America's cap. Okay? In the last election, Biden was, to me, a proxy president of Obama. The third Obama regime. It's all it is. So that was stolen. And I warned people it was going to be stolen because the Democrats kept telling us we're going to steal it. I mean, they told you for 4 years they're going to steal America, and they did.
They did.
Unbelievable.
It's just totally, it's unbelievable. It's mind blowing. You know, like you said, in Trump should have went full steam ahead when he was, when he had the power, when he had the bull by the balls, he should have went right there and slaughtered it right there. Okay, that's what he should have done. Of course, he's not perfect. I didn't see God on the ballot when I voted for him twice, and I'll vote for him in 2024 if he runs. Okay, because I don't think that they can. I don't think they can dig in the sewer deep enough for the Democratic Party to have any hope. I think their hope is completely gone. They have shot themselves in the foot. They shot themselves in both feet, as far as I'm concerned, okay? Because they've just gone completely, as they've proven that they're liars, they're cheaters. They'll do any freaking thing to get their agenda. And what have they done? That's exactly what they've done. And one more thing on the protest and the Canadians and everything. And now it's being called the People's Convoy. If you look in the chat room, here's a map of the route that they're taking from California all the way to Washington to see us. I stand with them. I really do. Because enough of this crap is enough. This pandemic crap has gone on for 2 years now. Okay. And what has it done? Completely destroyed this country, basically, along with, you know, with Biden's help. You know, he had a lot to do with it. And the stealing of the election. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So, you know, it's the only way that you can stand up to these tyrannical idiots is to stand up in their face, point to them, and say, what part of no don't you understand? Now, it's either that or the pitchforks. What do you think?
That's right. Well, Gunslinger, I would say this, and you're absolutely correct, man. Very good spot-on points there. And, folks, we do have a chat room. You can go in there, look at the map, and some comments, funny and indifferent and otherwise. But, yeah, I agree with you. When Trump was in office, here's what gets me. He campaigned 2015, 2016. He was going to drain the swamp, right? He campaigned. He was going to arrest Hillary and maybe Obama. He said all these grandiose things. Big talker. Now, I wish Trump well. I personally like Trump. He's not perfect, but he was way better at the time than anything else on the horizon, even in the Rhino Party, right? That's what I call them now, the Rhino Party. They don't even deserve to be called Republican. They're the Rhino Party, because the vast majority of them are rhinos. So we have the Democrats and we have the rhinos. There is no right-wing party in America anymore, because they've proven time and time again that they want to work together. They want to have community, right? In Washington, D.C. They want to go to cocktail parties together, not hate each other. It's a very incestuous swamp, Washington, D.C. But Trump talked a big game, Gunslinger. And when he got up there, hate to say it, he talked a big game, did not deliver the goods. I mean, we're not saying they had to be put in jail, but a lot of people wanted that. I knew that would never happen. But my point was, you never even tried to indict Hillary. You never stick the Justice Department on her. That's how the Democrats play the game. But see, the Democrats have far more venom than the rhinos. When the rhinos get in power, they talk a big game. They don't do squat. They don't do anything in the real world. They love their principles and their platitudes. They don't do anything. See, that's what frustrates people. I knew they would never lock up Obama and Hillary. Saw the funny T-shirts, Gunslinger, about them going to Gitmo. That would never happen. But I said, at the very least, get the Justice Department, FBI, to investigate her. That would have made headlines all over the world. That would have been shockwaves, you know, to the Clinton regime. Crime family, et cetera. I mean, you can at least do that. But when he never did that, I was like, you're missing a grandiose opportunity. But again, Trump also knows, to his credit, the American people have a short attention span. And they only care about things that personally affect them. Hillary and Obama seemed far off. Trump moved on to other things. And the Democrats came right back, and they sidetracked him with their venom on Russian collusion and two impeachments. That's what happened. So they got him off of the game once again. You got to stick to your game plan, people. You win office. Be ruthless. Don't forget about your enemies. They're still out there. What are your final thoughts to America, Gunslinger?
Well, you know, with this election and everything, we've said this before, until we get people in there that are not weaklings, I could use better words, but I'm not, like the Supreme Court, for example, you know, they would not even hear a constitutional issue. That is the most ridiculous. That's traitorous. Those people in that Supreme Court are traitors now because they did not hear the president of the United States is, I think that's a pretty good constitutional issue. I mean, gee whiz, really? But they wouldn't even take that up. So, I mean, even if all these other states decertify the election and all this great and wonderful things and find election fraud, it's going to be up to them. And they won't even touch it. So what good does it do? The idiot's going to stay in there until 2024, probably, unless he's removed. Okay. And they're probably sitting up there laughing at it, you know? Have a nice night.
Thank you, Gensler. Have a great night, man. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the Q fantasies are hilarious. We talked about them on the show before. I used to snicker and laugh. People said that Biden's going to be out of office come January, which has already passed, and Trump is going to be magically reinstalled as the president. There's a lot of well-wishers in the country for President Trump. I get it. And you're good people, but you're smoking some good political crack out there from your crack pipe, and you're looking at too much Q stuff, and you're, I hate to say it, but you've been duped. You've been deceived. And you're naive. You're too gullible. You believe too much crap that you've been told. And whether you're left, right, or indifferent, I try to stay as accurate and as factual as possible. That's why even on my Gab page, people say, Where'd you get that? Well, I always have the link where I got it. Now, you may not like the source, but that's where I got it. And I'll normally say, this is widely reported all over the internet. So I'll quote The Blaze. I'll quote many news sources, Reuters, Zero Hedge, you name it, other show sites, other news sites, alternative news. But we're at a quandary in our nation. Now, somebody wrote in our chat room, name one peaceful protest which accomplished what they wanted. That's a rhetorical question for you all to think about tonight. Name one peaceful protest. Yep, we have to wait one or two more months, and Trump's going to get reinstalled, right? That's the theory? I don't think so. Again, there's a lot of people in the country that wish Trump well. They want him back so badly, they're now fantasizing about him being reinstalled. It's almost like, you know, it's getting on the borderline of nitwittery. And really, people in fantasy world, they're in, well, it sounds a lot like this, America. Right. It's an oopa-loopa political system we have in America. Unbelievable. Well, we got some a caller here. We'll get him on the line here in a minute. I think we have Brett off the coast of China or North Korea. He'll be calling in here in a minute. We'll patch him through the green room. Looking forward to talking to Brett coming up next. I thought you did a little new surfing man. Intro there.
Love it, man. Love it. You got to be upbeat, man, as much as you can. Even though
upbeat,
you get a lot of,
exactly.
Yeah, we got a lot of
Well, now,
of, what's
your favorite Q Fantasy?
On?
Yeah, let me ask you, do you think that JFK Jr. is going to be resurrected from the dead as a zombie and put on the Trump ticket in 2024? Do you believe Hillary will go to Gitmo as curtain number two or curtain number three? Do you think that Vince Foster is really alive and will come back to testify against the evil witch Hillary Rotten Clinton? What's your pick, sir?
I think number two. I think she's going to Guantanamo. And, you know, I wish Biden would head there, too, with the rest of his crew. But, you know, I don't know. It's just craziness. What's going on with the border, with Russia and Ukraine, with China. I think if they invade Ukraine, that China's going to possibly take the advantage of that situation and invade Taiwan. I don't know. It's not looking too good. You know?
No, it's not, and, man. It's not. And, you know, so those Q fantasies are out there. So you really don't think JFK is going to get resurrected as a zombie and put on the Trump ticket in 2024. Brett, I'm sad. I'm despondent that you said no to that.
That is
damn you. Damn you to hell.
Yeah.
That was, I take that back.
I guess I'm a realist.
But we have Americans that really believe that. They really, truly believe that. And, and Brett, before you respond, I have people that want me to be serious. They go, we want you more serious about these Q things. I go, I can't be serious about them. They're never going to freaking happen. So I will refuse to be serious about things that are funny, about things that I think are hilarious, that are not based in any semblance of reality. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Vaughn. I think being a realist, I think and hopeful, I would think Hillary going to Guantanamo would be a good thing out of those three. But I don't know. You know, we've got a lot going on with the Dow being down 630 points or maybe even a little more today.
Yes.
All the geopolitical things going on. It's uncertain times, you know. It's crazy, you know, I'm close to going to war and possibly something that could be as bad as 1929, you know, coming here in the future with, gas prices and everything, man, just kind of crazy. It's just a lot on our plate right now.
I agree. So
yeah.
What do you think of the Ukraine thing? Do you think Putin's going to invade with mighty Russia and the red Soviet beast army?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It does not look like he's slowing down. I mean, yesterday they were saying that possibly they might he's open to, Fox, but then today saying, no, he's bringing in 7,000 more troops, you know, and they're moving forward. Gaining, you know, it really looks like they're planning to go in. I don't know for sure. It's not what I would want to see. I don't think anybody would, but it's looking more towards that's going to be the reality of this. And would you agree?
I think that Putin, Vladimir Putin, after drinking many vodka shots in the Kremlin with his Russian generals, talking to his beautiful blonde Russian-Ukrainian women and Russian women, I think that he is going to milk Ukraine for every ounce of political propaganda that he can. My assessment of this is similar to what I said last week, but with a little twist. There could be an invasion of Ukraine, but it's not going to be when Biden wants it. It's going to be on the order of Putin when he wants it. He may or may not go in. I think right now he's erring on the side of not going in. He has found the off-ramp. He's playing around with the border. This is in the monologue. He is tweaking Biden's nose. He's holding all the cards, man. He's not really afraid of, to be honest with you. I mean, look, I'm a pro-American guy, but I'm pro-America thinking me like 1950, 60, 70, 80, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, our new military, not all of them, we have a lot of warriors still, but there are a lot of fags. There are a lot of trainees, transgender, binary, goofball people that are in our military today, I'll be blunt, that have no business being in the military. They use our military as a social experiment. Is Putin really afraid of that? Let's be blunt here. Brent, let's talk turkey. It's not even Thanksgiving yet, but Putin is not afraid of that. I wouldn't be if I was a Russian general. I would say, Putin, now's our time. America's gone gay. Biden's the president. Hillary's about to croak or something, you know, and she's out of the picture, in other words. And we can now make our move as mighty Russia. But Putin's a smart guy, KGB colonel. And he's doing all the things that I would do, to be honest with you. If I was him, I would be moving some guys away from the border and moving some other guys near the border, confounding my enemy. Sun Tzu, The Art of War. So that's why we have conflicting reports. Some Russian units are retreating. Some are moving closer. And then the shelling between the border could be legit. It could be, God forbid, this is my diabolical mind, my suspicious mind, it could be a false flag operation by our CIA to get America into the war, to broaden the war, to embarrass Putin. Right, that's how I think. I'm thinking, who's doing this shelling, this secret mortaring? You know, I'm going, come on.
Yeah.
I'm going, that to me just stinks of CIA. I hate to say it. I don't think the KGB would do it. I think our intelligentsia in Europe would do it because they want this war. They've been pounding the fist for years about wanting another war. We get it. We know.
Yeah.
And the problem is we don't want to be targeted here in America. We're going to have cyber attacks. God forbid we could have one of our Midwestern cities blown up by accident.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of weird things can happen during war. And don't say we're immune, because we're not immune. So I don't want any war over there at all. I think it's stupid. I think it's a brother war. You know, it's white against whites fighting again.
Mm-hmm.
But this is exactly what the globalists want. They want whites fighting against whites in Greater Europa. And they will start it by any means necessary. Now, no one's told you that, but on my show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, I have no fact to back it up. But that's what I think could be going on. Could be. What are your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think that we're just seeing, whether it's a false flag here on our soil, whatever it's going to be, it's history repeating itself, and that's the reality today. And unfortunately, I don't know. I can just tell you that it's, if somebody's invading my country and coming into my neighborhood, but when we're going to another country, if I was of age, or let's say I had kids, my sons were 19, 21, and they had a draft. Let's say they did, say China and Russia. I mean, it would be another world war. Let's just say, for example, that they did that. I mean, I would plan on, I don't think I would leave the country, man. I think I hate to say it, but I would you go to war? Would you go to a war that was set up to, like Vietnam, for example? I don't know. Now that we know what we know, that was about.
Yes, the Germanic Corps will always go to war, Brett. You should know that by now. Just kidding, man. look, it's a brother war over there. They're trying to set it up. It's like World War II, World War One.
Right.
Look, it's the same playbook. Right. It's like World War One was started by, who shot the Ferdinand, the Archduke, right, of Austria.
Mm-hmm.
World War II. They say, yes, the Nazis went into Poland. But don't forget, the Soviets went into Eastern Poland at the same time. And they were talking about that. That's taboo. Oh, we can't mention that. So it's always Nazi, right?
Yeah.
Bolsheviks went in too at the same time. This is where I tell people history that you've been taught is BS. It's not the full picture. The victors write the war history, and they tell you their version of it, which half is BS, or it's the sin of omission. They're not telling you the full story. So my thing to America is this. Yes, we want to think our country's perfect, and we want America to do well. I want America to thrive. We're not trying to overtake the government. That's what an idiot would simply want. We want a whole new system eventually in our own land, maybe. But I don't want this corrupt, rotten core system they have now. My thing is this. There's a lot of danger right now in the world. We have to be very, very careful how we tread, where we tread, what we do, and what we say. Okay? And all I see is that our government cares more about the Ukrainian border than our own. They can't wait to kill whites in Europe again. I'm very suspicious what you're hearing from me. We also
have to get
over this idea, Brett, that our country is pure and lily white and can do no wrong.
Yeah.
We've had
you cannot think that way.
In war crimes in World War II. As do the Axis powers, to be fair. And would America do something like this? Well, I tell folks, look at your recent history. Look at.
I've done it before. Yeah.
Korea, Vietnam, weapons of mass destruction, proven to be false. Let's keep, the list goes on and on, right? So
Pearl
don't
Harbor,
say,
you know,
that our
Harbor,
CIA are a bunch of ultra boys sitting around selling candy bars. They set up wars. They assassinate people all over the world. So would they do something in Ukraine? Possibly. Possibly. That's all.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Again, global
it's a
interest.
Scary situation now, you know, and you know, now all of a sudden the pandemic, that's just going to go away. Let's get on something else. Get on to something else, you know. you know.
That's right.
It's just a very, you know, just, I don't know. I never thought, you know, and we're close to the same age, that we would be in times like we are today. Back in 1984.
I know.
Even in 1999, you know, where the Prince song, you know, and we're thinking 1999, this could be it. But those are the best of times, you know, before 9/11, and you know, and just.
Well, that's another can of worms.
Yeah.
9/11. Oh my God, we could spend hours on that. But you're right, man. I mean.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that we would be in these perilous times? Well, I kind of did, to be honest with you. I always thought we're going to have a good time when we're young. But I said, as we go through these decades, it's going to get weirder and weirder and stranger.
Yeah, I knew things were going to, we're not going, you know, that we weren't going to continue like that. But, it's just strange to be living through them now, you know. Like, would have we have ever thought that we would live through a pandemic worse than the Spanish flu, you know? I mean, something
right.
like that. Or you know, what's going on? If we go into World War III, you know, do we really ever think that it's just – it's to be that close to it. It's kind of a – it's a – a sobering thought, you know, just to see that way it is.
I agree. Brett, thanks so much, man, for calling the show. Keep surfing, man.
All right, Vaughn.
Keep thinking positive. Vaughn. Keep prepping over there. And we'll talk to you soon,
all
amigo.
All right, man. Keep up the good fight, brother.
You know it, brother. Brother Brett, good night, my friend. We'll get Paul the Gladiator on next. We haven't talked in a while. It's been a busy week. But before that, I say this. You've got another thing coming, America. Going?
Yeah. Well, you know, same old, man. Fighting the good battle.
Right? It's a battle. It is. It's a battle of war, my friend. Crazy.
You're right. Hey, let me.
What are your thoughts tonight, man?
Let me give you some history about Putin and the border of Georgia and the Ukraine. Okay.
Yes. Bring it on us.
All this has to do with is NATO membership. So if you recall, back when Russia invaded Georgia, it was because NATO was 1 week away from giving Georgia NATO membership in the alliance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he invaded Georgia. He took his 10 or 15-mile strip of land because that whole border is a very natural gas-rich border. Not a lot of people know that Russia is the largest exporter planet Earth of natural gas, okay? And then once the NATO membership got pushed aside, he gave Georgia back their sovereignty, but he took his 10 or 15-mile strip of land, okay? And he extended the border of Russia. Well, along the border of Ukraine and Russia is another petroleum and natural gas-rich strip of land. And from Trump's talks, and not a lot of people remember, Trump was talking to the new president of Ukraine about NATO membership, but they would not invade Ukraine when Trump was president. Putin would not dare cross that border because of what he saw Trump do to two terrorists in the world when they came out of Iran. If you recall, what's his name? Soleimani, he blew him up to bits in Iraq. He wiped him from the face of the earth. And then another terrorist who came out of Afghanistan and was visiting over in Iraq, he blew him out of the atmosphere as well. So Putin was very, you know, turbulent about crossing that border, so he did not dare put troops on the border. Well, Ukraine has pushed NATO to grant them membership, and those talks were literally ongoing, and that's when Putin said, screw this, they're not joining NATO on my border, and I can maybe cross the border, get another 10 or 15-mile strip of land, extend my border out, get that petroleum, natural gas-rich land, and then I'll leave when the NATO membership talks die down. That's all this is over. Mm-hmm. It's NATO membership and the resources of natural gas. It has nothing to do with Putin wanting a war. It has nothing to do with any World War III. He's not going to do that. Scarier part is the Chinese a Chinese Navy has done they've been doing Navy exercises all around the Taiwanese islands, all around them. And a plan was distributed out of China to build sandbar base of a naval base right off the shores of Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
It was released. And you can Google search this. It's out there. And they took the design from the Arab states who have built the Palm Islands and the Dolphin Islands in their right on the water. They took those design plans and have built a structure on paper of a naval base built out in the ocean, man-made islands. That's the scarier. That's the scarier part, because then Japan would have to get involved, and if Japan gets involved, then Australia has to get involved, and that could actually spark a naval world war, and we would have to come in. The United States would have to ship from the Pacific side and the Hawaiian Islands and get into a naval war with China, because we'd have to support Japan and Australia. or
yeah, we have all
Chinese
those treaties out that.
Well,
I mean, America would get
that,
sucked into it sooner or later.
Yeah, because the Chinese would just take over Japan and then go after Australia. Because stop them? The Australian Navy is not, you know, Australia is a big country, and you would expect they're an island country that they would have a massive navy, especially because they are all offsprings of the English and the British Navy, you know, back in the day ruled the planet.
Mm-hmm.
The sun never set. The sun never set on the British Empire. They ran around the globe an empire by naval ships. So you would think Australia would have an amazing navy. Japan pales in comparison to the size of Australia, and their navy could literally probably take the island of Australia with no land troops whatsoever. So we would actually have to come in and defend. And that would be a naval world war over in the Asiatic oceans. Putin's doing an exercise. Putin is flexing his muscle. He's doing it now that Biden's in. Biden would prefer to have a war because if you look at the history in the United States of America, there has been no president who has watched over a war in his first term that did not win re-election for his second term. So the Biden advisors are begging for a war. They're trying to poke the bear. They're trying to poke the Russian bear to have a war because now it's a war of words. Biden's not saying I'll sanction the shit out of Russia like Trump sanctioned the shit out of Russia. And, you know, everybody's saying, well, Trump's Putin's best friend. Trump had the hardest sanctions on the Russian country of any president in the history of the United States of America on planet Earth. And
that's
Biden
right.
is not even talking economic sanctions. And that should be the first thing is we're going to just sanction you out. And then we're going to go not only with NATO, but United Nations and sanction you out. That's what Trump did. Does anybody remember, our United Nations ambassador, Haley? She went and she petitioned for even stronger United Nations sanctions and NATO sanctions. And Trump said, I'm just going to sanction him, strangle him. And Putin did nothing. He, you know, basically sat down in his chair and was a good little boy during Trump's administration. Now Biden's talking physical war. Biden's sending troops. He's sending troops into NATO and the United Nations Army. He's putting U.S. troops in there, and he's probably going to be begging for a war. He'll probably get on the phone with Putin and tell him to screw off and just to start a war so he can think that he'll get reelected because he'll be a second-term war president. So that's the political structure. That's the economic structure of what's going on. And that's, you know, between the NATO membership and that strip of land on the border that's very natural gas rich, that is in play with Putin. That is really not the disturbing factor on the, you know, the planet's map. The planet's map right now is in danger of China flexing, not only flexing its muscle, but then actually pumping, you know, Taiwan full of all kind of bombs just to take it over. Because, you know, does anybody realize how close Taiwan is to the China continent? And they want it. It's not like they would like to have it. They flat out want it. You know?
That's right.
Putin was,
I know.
Yes.
Well, we talked about this on my show before, Paul, and I said to a lot of folks, I said, I can easily see a day where the next big war would come for the South China Sea. That's one of the hottest parts of the world in the way of military intrigue, submarines, Chinese Navy, American Navy, Australian Navy. You have it. It's all there. It's only a matter of time. Ukraine, to me, is in a way – a very important part of the world, but kind of a distraction. in a way. But I think, yeah, I think the Taiwan, we need to keep our eye on the Chinese and Taiwan. And look, they've been building those islands out there for years. They've had these bases out there, and they're very good at it. And I've seen aerial views of those Chinese man-made islands. Amazing, you know? But yeah, they're gearing up for war. The Chinese have said they have a long-term view. They have a 100-year view where Americans think by the economic quarter, right? So the Chinese say by year 2050, we will be, this is what their plan is, that we will be the global dominant force in the world. And by 2050, America may have some nukes, but we will be a shell of what we used to be. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, economically, China has built up basically a war machine economically. All they have to do is just tell everybody in their country, because they are communists, that they are now soldiers, no longer farmers. You know, here's your gun, and you're going to go now. And, you know, who in China is going to be able to say no? They're not going to say no. They're going to be in war. So
that's right.
I mean, all of the powers that be right now are no longer powerful. You know, Obama gave up a lot of power when he was president, and mm-hmm. he told the world that he didn't want to be the leader of the free world, that the world should be free. And he gave up that leadership role.
Right.
And I don't know how he got the Nobel Peace Prize. Somebody please educate me on why or how he should have gotten the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes. Who knows?
Yeah, Trump won that respect back very quickly. Everybody said Trump's going to get us into 19 wars. He got us into zero. He's the man who actually killed the two most dangerous terrorists on the planet, who actually killed American soldiers. And yet he got no thanks for it at all. You know, nobody ever saw the body of Osama bin Laden. I mean, yeah, a Viking funeral off a ship. Nobody saw the body. That's another Hitler situation where the body came out of the bunker in a body bag, and his girlfriend too. We didn't get to see the bodies. They lived their life out in Argentina. Osama bin Laden's probably living on an island somewhere. You know, he just shaved.
Sure,
nobody can recognize him. So, you know, now Biden is a weakling among all, you know, international leaders. I'm worried that he's going to beg for a war. I mean, let's face it.
Yep.
When he was senator, you know, he was senator for 38 years, some insane length, and he was one of the leading senators who called for all of those wars, from Iraq, right, to Syria, to Afghanistan, to Pakistan. I mean, he was one of the leading senators calling for those wars and allowed it to maintain while he was vice president. He maintained those wars. Donald Trump stopped those wars, and he stopped them correctly. Biden couldn't even get out of one country safely. He lost the country, lost control, and lost soldiers' lives trying to retreat. He lost soldiers' lives on a retreat. Is that
right?
The first time that I've heard, in my lifetime and before that, it's the first time I've ever heard of that happening.
Yeah. And, oh, man, you know what a tangled web they weave, Paul, you know? Unbelievable, man.
Yep,
and it goes on and on and on, and it's just amazing. Basic premise with Ukraine is no more brother wars over there in Europe. They just want to kill Whitey, in Europe so he can breed and lower the white population of the world more so they can more easily impose their new world order. Because they know the only people in their way are white Europeans who think critically, who are armed, who and they've said that. They've said time and time again they want to rule over the mongrel races of the Earth is how they put it, their words, not mine. So what they want to say, we want to work over, they want to rule over the world, but they can't do it until they first subjugate America. So all this stuff in the meantime are distractions and no-win wars, brother wars, and more body bags coming to America, and more of our hard-earned treasury going down the drain, man. That's how I see it.
Yeah, you know, and the Fed Reserve would love to have a war. I mean, has anybody heard that the Fed Chairman Powell has been under investigation? This Democrat has been under investigation by Democrats. That's how bad he's acted. And they would love to have a war so they can go from $30 trillion owed to them. You know, and remember, it's a private bank. It's not a government institution. The Rothschilds, you know, the Carnegies, the Vanderbilts, they own that bank. That family owns that. It's just a printing bank, by the way. It's not even a real bank. There's no bank location. You can't open up a savings account there, right? But Powell's under investigation. But they would love to have a war. So those families in the news, right, because the same people that are on the board of directors of the Federal Reserve Bank are on the board of directors of CBS, NBC, ABC, Disney, ESPN.
That's right.
They're all intermarried.
You go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, they're intermarried. They're all family, husbands and wives and grandfathers and granddaughters and grandchildren. And they're going to push the news for a war because if the Federal Reserve has to print another, $3 trillion for a war, that's another $33 billion in interest that they make, and then the debt goes from $30 trillion to $33.35 trillion, and they make more money, those families. It's a snowball down a mountain that we almost can't stop anymore, unfortunately.
I know. And in the meantime, we're seeing inflation go through the roof, but Paul, thanks for the call tonight, man. What are your final thoughts to America, sir? Good hearing your voice, man. Paul, are you there? Did we lose you? I think we lost Paul there. Well, Paul, we appreciate the phone call very, very much. Thank you, sir. And can't hear you, but we might try here in a minute. But look, there are a lot of deranged people out there in America. Trump derangement syndrome is a real thing. It sounds like this. So protect your family and your loved ones from people like this. You've been listening to the Von Wien Show tonight. We're so glad that you're here. This is a show where lightning strikes. President John F. Kennedy had a lot to say about this, and when we get back, we'll get Lincoln on, the air. But listen to what JFK said about the secret societies that have ruled America for many, many decades.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding. And from that understanding comes support or opposition. And both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence in the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices.
Yes. Words of wisdom there by JFK. Secret societies run America. They run all the major institutions like the UN, World Economic Forum, and elsewhere. They run the world. And they've only grown in strength, not lessened since World War II. World War II is another rabbit hole we will dive into in other shows. But now let's get Lincoln on. Before we do, we'll play a little intro song, and then we'll talk to Lincoln in the Flyover Country. Yes. Let's get to Lincoln and see what is on his mind tonight. How are you doing, my friend? What's going on tonight?
How are you tonight, brother? I like this show a whole lot, man. You made some, I thought you were pretty much on fire tonight, man. I enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you, my friend. Yes, we're on fire tonight in Fuego, as they say in Mexico. Well, you know what? There comes a time when we will lay down the gauntlet on this show, and we will focus in like a laser beam on some things. And we've been talking about a lot of things for a long time. And then, you know, when the urge hits me, I'll tell it to you straight, America, and let you sleep on it. You know? Like
yeah,
a good shot of whiskey.
A couple of buddies of mine, well, a few buddies of mine, on Telegram, like, they listen to your show. They don't call in. I try to get it, you know, well, I guess a couple do, but, or have anyway. They send me a message. They're like, damn, Bond's kind of laying it down tonight. Like, yeah, he is.
Love it. It's true. It's true, man. Well, you know what? I always say there's a time and a place for everything, Lincoln. You know what I mean?
True.
No, I'll leave it at that.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you like about the Canadian trucker situation.
Yeah.
You know, I have some pretty good intel there from Canada. You know from where I get it. It's people from like
yes.
literally in Canada, and you know, some pretty disturbing things came out today. I'm sure you saw that Trudeau. You know, they basically instituted what they call like the Emergency Act or whatever, which is basically martial law in Canada, where it gives
right.
you know Trudeau the authority to use the military or you know or the police, which is nothing but the government's military, basically to deal with civilians instead of foreigners. Did you see some of the stipulations of that? If not, it's on my Telegram channel. There's stipulations in that bill which says that it's basically martial law, the Emergencies, you know, Act, but the stipulations to that those laws, that declaration doesn't apply to minorities.
Yes, I heard that. Isn't that amazing?
So
typical,
Black Lives Matter
it?
Can go burn down fucking churches, and Muslims can burn down Christian churches, and
sure.
you know, the Africans can burn down cities. They can do whatever they want, and that's just a protest. But a bunch of white folks waving flags is terrorism.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly the template. Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, I read that. He exempted minorities. Typical liberal, communist, Democrat, whatever you want to call them. Trudeau. Yeah. I mean, they're doing the same thing in art. In this country, if you live in the suburbs, you're a domestic terrorist. If they say two white guys or more talking, that's a federal conspiracy, right? That's how they, that's the template that they're using. That's their narrative.
Well, if we're going to be honest, we can't necessarily go completely down that path as far as being liberal, Democrat, communist, because if we're going to be honest here, Black Lives Matter literally burned down cities under Trump's watch while he bitched about white nationalism.
It's true. That's true. He didn't do much about it. He talked about it a little bit, but he really didn't want to do anything about it. And he had a grand opportunity. He talked tough a few times. I mean, I'll give Trump so much credit. He did come out on the podium. He did talk about law and order, yada, yada. But in reality, nothing was really done, wasn't it? And see, we had a revolution and a real insurrection in American streets under Trump. And I don't see mass arrests of BLM and Antifa people. I don't see mass arrests of BLM leaders and, you know, and things of that nature. Antifa, we had a little bit, but it's more of a catch and release program when the Democrats do it, right? They arrest them, slap them on the hand, don't do that again, and they release them into the wild like a hyena, you know? But God forbid if you're a white guy wearing a red MAGA hat, we're going to arrest you, throw you in the Washington, D.C. jails. We're not going to charge you for a year, and we'll put you in solitary confinement, and you'll be beat up every day. Wonderful.
Well,
that's America.
I saw that some of those D.C. I saw that some of those D.C. protesters are actually – I don't know if you saw this or not, but did you see where, you know, at least some of them that have – you know, a couple that have gotten out have made claims now where they're actually being sexually abused in the DC yes. gulag by the African guards. And
yes, I've heard that.
It's funny. I've yet to hear a single Republican even mention that or talk about that or say a word about that because they're terrified of being called racist or insurrectionist. They're a bunch of weak fags.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they are. I call them the Rhino Party now because, like I said, there's so many of them that are rhinos. Yeah, I've heard those reports are being some sexual assaults have leaked out by the black guards against the white MAGA people inside the jail. That's been leaked out. But, see, they don't like it when things leak out of that D.C. jail. Ooh, they don't like it. Boy, they get royally pissed off. They want to contain that corruption within their walls. And if anyone leaks anything out, I guarantee you that night, they're going to get a massive beating. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, I feel sorry for those people.
Why hasn't
Donald
Trump gone there?
You know, I'm sorry?
Why hasn't Donald Trump gone to the D.C. jail to show support for his own supporters?
He will never do it. To Trump and his entourage, it's bad optics. Because he's got half the country calling him terrorists, and if he goes there, they're going to call him a terrorist. So for political reasons only, he'll never go there.
But they already call
go
him
ahead.
That.
I know.
They already call him
I
that.
Mean,
what's he got to lose?
Well, he feels that they would call him that 1,000 times more if he went there. It would be a huge ripple in the pond. It's one thing if they mention that in passing, But can you really imagine Trump showing up? I mean, now in a perfect world, Lincoln, he should. Those are his supporters, his people in jail. Now, I always tell folks, let's reverse roles. Let's say those were Clinton supporters or Biden supporters in jail. I bet you Clinton and Biden would show up to that jail, have a podium out front, and hold a press conference. That's what I would do. I would invite the press to the D.C. jail, put under a major spotlight, and talk out there until the media got tired and went home, until it got dark. Milk it for every ounce of propaganda I could, and truth. But to not even try, well, we talked about that. It shows where his mind is. His mind isn't on those supporters. He's already saying, if you reelect me, I will free them, or maybe pardon them. And whenever the rhinos in his party, like Lindsey Graham, jump on him, Trump, he sort of goes back to Mar-a-Lago, and he seems to hide, retreat. That's the facts.
I will bet you money if those protesters who were arrested on January 6th, I will guarantee you, it's just pattern recognition. If they were black or Jewish, they would have been pardoned.
That's right. I said before, because
they're white
people, they're called terrorists, and they locked them up, and they threw away the key. They're not a protected class in America. And you know, I've talked about this before. I keep telling those guys, it was bad enough when Trump was president, when he was about to leave office with really no real power. Last 2 weeks in office, and they show up in D.C. en masse. The Democrats had already invaded D.C. under the Biden regime, and the changeover was already – remember, after the election, the changeover has already begun. And when they arrived, it was a hostile, hostile place. And then we saw Biden. What did he do in Pelosi? They put up barbed wire. They brought in troops. For several weeks. Remember that?
Did you ever see the Q-ver? Yeah, I do. Did you ever see the? Did you see the Q-tard version of that? They believe that that's when all the Gitmo arrests were made, because those fences were put up to keep those evil Democrats from getting out. People getting in.
Yeah.
They put up those fences to keep the evil Democrats from getting out. And that's when they were all arrested and sent to Gitmo, and now we see CGI stuff, because they're all in Gitmo and they've already been hanged and shit like that.
Yeah, I actually read that, and I had a guy tell me that they're ramping up more guards for Gitmo. I think I told the audience a few months ago, because he said all these National Guard troops were being called up and sent down to Cuba. And I go, you got to be pulling my leg. He goes, no, my friend is in South Dakota, and he's being pulled down there to Cuba, to Guantanamo Bay, to Gitmo. And I go, it's not for tribunals. Probably somebody got transferred who pissed off the Marine Corps colonel. I doubt seriously it's because of Gitmo, and he's going to be guarding Bill Clinton and Obama, okay? These people have got fantasies is what they are. They're political fantasies. It's like watching a porn channel. Pick your featurette
to the
of the night.
It's an absolute bizarre level of cognitive dissonance, where they can literally twist anything into the narrative that they want to believe.
That's right. There are people in America, by the millions, who still believe that this is all a movie And Biden's not the president. Trump's the real president. And Trump still, there's an underground war with the White House and the Black Hats with laser beams, Star Wars weapons, and trolls and aliens. I mean, they believe in this stuff. They believe that the smoke that came from the sewers of Washington, D.C. was from the battle. I saw a guy who filmed the smoke. And he said, this is from the battle that's being raged underground between the Trump White Hats and the Obama Black Hats. And about a mile away, the other guy filmed a construction crew that was putting in a new sewer pipe or something in D.C. And they were blowing out the road or something. He goes, look over there. And the guy turned around and he goes, oh, well, that's part of the movie. You don't get it. See, no matter what you say, they'll say, you don't get it. They're all crisis actors. They were hired to stand there to throw you off the game, but I know the real story. I mean, you're right. No matter what happens, they'll twist it. It's hilarious.
When it comes to smoke, I saw a good one. When it comes to smoke, I saw a really good one, which was it was a video and don't let me forget. I want to get to the two nukes going off in Ukraine. I want to tell you how I found that out. But as far as smoke goes, on these Qtard channels a while back, it was all about there was a video that went floating around, went viral, about some guy, a black guy, laying on the ground and like he was face down, but there was like just smoke just surrounding his head, like just smoking like crazy, like a freaking house fire, like smoke coming out everywhere. It got shared on all these Qtard chats and said, yep, they activated the 5G towers and everyone within 50 miles collapsed today and their heads are smoking because their brains are frying. And literally it turned out to be, the next day it turned out to be that this black guy in like Argentina or some shit got shot in the face with a smoke canister from a riot control gun.
Right.
Which is what it got lodged in his face and was smoking, but he was face down. So you just saw this big cloud of smoke going over his head, but all these Qtards ran with it, which is, oh, they activated the 5G towers and everyone within 50 miles collapsed and their mind was fried and their brain is on fire. And it was so crazy.
I think I saw that. The one I saw too that was really funny for the Qtards is there was this underground sewer fire and you could see the flames, and it happened in L.A. You could see the flames coming from, you know how you have those indentations in the sidewalk? Where cats can get in there and stuff, like it goes down the sewer. Well, there was flames coming out, and I heard people were screaming or yelling around there, and the guy was videotaping going, this is proof of the underground war from Dulce, New Mexico, to Washington, D.C., to L.A. This is from the Dumbs, those underground military children. They're having a raging war between Obama and Biden and the Trump White Hats. And the guy was totally serious. And what it was the cop was next to me, and he goes, sir, you're in the road. You got to get out of the road. He's going, no, I'm filming the war. Don't you get it? And the cop goes, no, I don't. You need to go. And then actually what happened was later I found out there were homeless people down there, and they set their home on fire. They live in the sewers of L.A. So it was a fire. You saw the flames, and the screaming was not from the underground war. It was from a homeless couple that caught fire. They were cooking, and I guess the guy used some curry, some oil, and it was like an oil fire. Got out of control, and she was screaming. The guy thought it was a Qtard underground battle between aliens and the Democrat Party. I mean, this is how there's a lot of people that are on the edge that think anything like that. Like you said, the black guy with this that was laying down in the ground with smoke around his head. They think that's all part of the ongoing movie. And no matter what happens, everyone's always a Fed or everyone's always a crisis actor. Nothing's ever real in their mind. Everything is concocted. It's okay to be suspicious. It's okay to be a little bit paranoid and be very cautious. You got to in this day and age, but not everything is a crisis actor or, you know, concocted, or not everything is a false. There are false flags, but not everything is a false flag. And that's a distinction they can't make in their little brains. To them, it's all part of the Trump movie. Trump is God. In their mind, Trump is the Messiah, and he's going to come save us. And I'll tell you guys, you and I have already talked about this, and you know this in spades. Trump's not coming to save us, folks. He's not our savior. He's not God. He's not the Messiah. He's not the second coming of Christ. I like Trump. I wish him well. If he runs again, I'll probably vote just to see what happens. But my thing is, do I think Trump's going to ever get up there again? I really don't. If he does, he's not going to do anything that we're talking. There'd be no rest of Hillary, no rest of Obama. And I dare say, Lincoln, I don't think he would immediately let go even those January 6th protesters. I think he'll find a way to weasel out of that. He might let them go eventually, one by one, but he won't do it in the first 48 hours, put it that way. So those people are effed.
I don't think he ever will.
Well, I'm saying best case scenario, he'll let them out on a case-by-case basis. If it was me,
but they're on color.
They'd be right. They would be let out the first minute of my presidency. Let them go. Free them immediately. We'll deal with any violent cases later. We're going to let them out of jail today. So that's how I roll. But I don't think Trump's going to ever do that. And I tell people that I don't. This belief he's going to let them all go, and we got to get on his bandwagon and send them money again to let them out. This is almost like political extortion. It's like you vote for me, and I might let your brethren go free from jail. Well, why are they there in the first place? They went for you. And again, I wish Trump well. There's Biden to me is far worse, and Obama. We talk about them and Hillary, but that is a real big chapter in American history. It's why we talk about it. A lot of people chastise and say, "Well, you're talking about Trump's too much and you're putting him down." I go, no, I want Trump to be better. What you're hearing from me, folks, is I want Trump to be a better leader. He's got the bully pulpit because he's an ex-president, right? He's got the money to back him up. When he comes on TV, when he goes to rallies, I want Trump to be better. I don't want Trump to be worse. And I don't want Trump to be quiet. I want to hear from Trump, but I want Trump to be a better leader. I know he'll never be what I want to be in a perfect world that we don't live in. But when he gets in front of a mass rally with the TV cameras are on him, he's got the bully pulpit that you and I don't have. He has a platform as an ex-president that you and I will never have. So I want Trump to sharpen his message and be a better leader, be a better ex-president, stop talking about stupid stuff that nobody cares about, focus on your base and the people that got you elected in the first place. That's what I want. So any criticism of Trump is in that vein.
On the Ukraine-Russia thing, I'd be willing to make a wager with, whoever. I'd be willing to make a wager that Putin does not invade Ukraine. I think that's all a distraction. I saw that nuke, the two nukes going off with like people that sounded like they're Russian, talking
yes.
and watching it. And you're like, you think
that's
really
I
found that out. I found this out from my 15-year-old son because he's in Discord chats and they play video games. And, my son, you know, was here last weekend, and he's like, "Dad, did you see this? Check this out." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I saw it on Telegram. I saw it on Gab." He's like, "Check this out," and he logs into his Xbox account and turns on Far Cry 5 to the very end, and it's literally the very end of the video game called Far Cry 5 that kids play, which is just two nukes going off, people driving, videoing with, you know, people driving and talking about it while the nukes going off, and the whole thing was nothing but once you beat the game, that's what you see, is that's the ending to the game to set up their new game, which was called Far Cry New Dawn, which is about, now the game is going to be based in a post-nuclear era.
Wow. Interesting.
So,
God.
Whoever this Q-tar guy, whoever this Q guy is, or is pushing all that, putting out this shit, all they literally did was take the very end of a video game and say, well, this is Russia nuking Ukraine, and millions of people believed it.
That's right. That's right. It's more Q crap. It's more Q political fantasy crap that they dish out. They put it out there. No, I told everybody this.
It's literally just the end of a video
you
game.
Couldn't tell if it was real or a video game, but I said this is not vetted. I just told my aunts, this is what's going around. You judge for yourself. I never tell people it is. First of all, I told friends earlier today this is not nuclear bombs going off in Ukraine. If it was, it'd be all over the news. And then their response was, well, you know, during war, one of them said there'd be a news blackout. And I let it go, not the blackout you're thinking about. Come on. Two nuclear warheads in Ukraine? Dude, that they'd be talking about that 24/7 for the next year, next decade. Stuff like that will never be quiet. Too many cameras, too many people, too many smartphones, too much video. It's going to leak out. Well, Lincoln, have a good night. Great talking to you, brother.
Hey, have a good night, brother, and hell victory.
Hell victory, Lincoln. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate the phone call. Well, folks, what a great show tonight, our Wild West show. Anything goes. All topics are on the table, as usual. We are a variety radio show. Nothing is off limits. Hopefully we learned a lot. I know I did. We also talked a lot. We have the best callers in the biz. In a world of propaganda, the truth is always a conspiracy. Truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let the lion run loose so it can run wild, and it will defend itself every time. I told you on the last show, I have a rhetorical question for you, America. Why even invade a country when you can just buy its institutions, turn its women against its own men, make transvestites and queers out of its children, sell the wealth generated by its labor to foreign investors or corrupt people, and then introduce a foreign proxy UN army of new immigrants and military age males and market them as refugees of diversity to finish that country off? Well, that, my friends, is a pretty accurate depiction of where America is right now. Told you before to prepare like hell, like your life depended on it. We don't know what's going to happen at any given time. There's many smoke and mirrors in foreign policy that's going on right now. And the word checkmate, I told you in the last show, don't forget, scholars tell us that it comes from ancient Persia, and it means the king is dead. So this entire year, checkmate will be our password going forward. If I ask you for the password, just say checkmate, and we're good. Now, it was Thomas Jefferson who also said to beware the banks. The Rothschild banks are trying to get control of Canada and America, and they're doing a damn good job of it. Never forget, they rule by interest and by deflation, usury, and that one day they will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent that their fathers conquered. That was said by Thomas Jefferson, a great American president back in the day, when our country was first founded. So he was a founding father. Since then, our country has morphed into Weimar America. We are the new Weimar American Republic. Now, the issuing power should be taken from the central banks and restored back to the people. That is the policy of the Von Wien Show. We're so glad that you all have stopped by tonight and listened and had a good time. Here every Thursday night in the Radio Octagon, as I broadcast from my mountain stronghold here in Arizona. We thank you all, and God bless you all. Be safe out there. Be smart. Be prepared. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great night, America. We will talk again. I guarantee it.
It might be funny now.